You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Presented by Manscaped, CP the franchise here, my man Jake Brown Radio on the other side. We are live from the Quaker Ridge Golf Club celebrating the Dr. Dick Barnett Foundation and their celebrity golf event. Jake, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. It is a beautiful day, at the course.
Yeah.
Fall weather's here. It's like, what is it, a balmy 58, little windy.
Yeah. Clear skies, man.
And we got a cavalcade of stars coming by, CP.
Yeah.
We got Jeff Nelson, four-time World Series champion with the Yankees this year. John Dostremski coming by. Alan Houston, John Stark. So I'm looking forward. And, of course, Dr. Barnett will be reading us his poetry
as
he does best.
Dr. Barnett spitting bars. It's going to be a great day. And once again, we are here supporting the Dr. Dick Barnett Foundation, supporting the youth and their pursuits of higher education, supporting the youth in their pursuit of their dreams. So it's always a great occasion to come out and support the foundation. And I hope you guys do, too. They are actually having a live auction as we speak. Knicks Fan TV Dave is posting the link to the live auction in the chat right now. You could also find the link in the YouTube video description. So check it out. We got a lot of nice prizes, a lot of NBA memorabilia, autograph memorabilia for auction. And again, it's all going to a good cause. So please come out and support.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool auction items. The food, I've already dove into a burger.
How was the food?
Listen, when you're as fat as me, CP, there's no time that's too early for a burger, a hot dog, and chicken. So the burger was thick with a couple C's at the end.
Nice.
And thick burgers do save lives.
That's
so
it.
So it was delicious.
That's it, man. Absolutely. Now, and you're going to be going golfing after this. How's your golf game?
Well, listen, I golfed for the first time Thursday last week.
Wow.
So I'm 30 years old. It took me till 30 to play 18 holes.
Yeah.
And now I'm like addicted. I love golf.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna play nine because I'm going to another event tonight. But nine holes, and I am not very good, but I do try my best.
Hey, so it's all for the love of the game, man. All for the love of the game. So that's good stuff. Now, we have tomorrow night. The anticipation is over. The fan base has been waiting for a few months after a disappointing loss, a disappointing playoff loss to the Atlanta Hawks. The fan base is itching to get back and kick off the 2021-2022 season. Knicks are back.
At the Garden.
Let's go. Let's go. ESPN game, national TV. Put some respect on our name. How you feel, man? How you feeling? Knicks went 4-0. In the preseason.
Preseason champions.
The preseason champions. Okay. The preseason champions. What are you feeling? What are your thoughts going into this season, man? What are you thinking about?
The hype is real, CP. I'm ready. They're a four seed. They only got better. Tibbs is back. Kemba Walker lighting up the Garden. You start off against the Celtics and his old team at home. I think a lot more fans coming out now. Obviously, the 2,000 fans and then playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now more people vax could get in the building. I am excited. It's going to be – I mean, the fact that the preseason game felt like a playoff game last week kind of was the appetizer, the mozzarella stick to the filet mignon that's coming Wednesday night.
I'm telling you.
I'm hyped, bro.
No other fan base gets into basketball like that. After that that win against the Wizards where Randle had the buzzer beater, you had former NBA players on Twitter say that the MSG is rocking. Isaiah Thomas jumped on Twitter saying, I can't believe what's going on. Jamal Crawford threw a tweet out there, friend of the program, shout out JC. He said, I got to get to a Knick game this year, man. So
I like him as our 16th man. If he wants to suit up. Jamal could still get buckets.
Yeah, man. Shout out to JC, man. Always a gentleman and a solid Nick during his career. So, yeah, the excitement is definitely there. You could feel it. I've been feeling it since Summer League, man. You know, the excitement around our rookies, the excitement around free agency, the acquisitions, bringing back Derrick Rose, bringing back Burks, and you know, signing Fournier, signing Kemba. Well, what are you starting with Fournier and Kemba? How do you feel about those acquisitions and their impact on this team?
So, I think the Kemba move was the one that got the fans kind of hyped up. Fournier at first, great guest of the program of Knicks Fan TV.
Yeah.
Gave you guys, an hour of his time. Yeah. It seems like he gets it. He gets New York.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him riding, you know, first week of the Knicks, he was riding the subway like the common folk.
That's right. That's
love
right.
a player Fournier's that's living like us, the right. common folk.
Yeah.
Taking the N train over to me in Astoria.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I like that. But Kemba was that move that you're like, I've seen him play at the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him light up the Garden. I've seen that 6 overtime UConn game.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there. He's done that. And he's a New Yorker. And we love New Yorkers on our team.
Of course.
So that was the move that kind of got me over the top. And then seeing these young guys progress is nice. I don't know how much of them we'll see. We know Tibbs likes to keep it 8 to 10 guys, not go much past that. But seeing the young guys progress and just seeing Kemba healthy with Derrick Rose as a backup. I mean, 2015, we call this the NBA champion, New York Knicks.
Yeah.
They're a little older now, but I think they complement each other well. If one guy does go down, they do have the depth that I think could get them through. Now an 82, not a, what was it, 72
last
year.
72 last year. And the way I look at it is yes, you know, yes, they're a bit longer in the tooth. D. Rose still has it. If you've been watching in this preseason, he still has it in the bag, shooting the ball quite efficiently, playmaking as well. And then, you know, Kemba bringing what he brings to the game, a guy that can still take it into the hoop, can still kill you from the mid-range, can still operate out of the pick and roll. So for me, I'm looking at two guys that give you 48 quality minutes a point guard play, and that was sorely missed with this team, you know, sorely missed in terms of getting other guys involved. And I'm hoping with these two guys and on a full-time basis, I hope that they make things easier for Julius Randle, not just as shot creators and playmakers, but also getting Julius involved. You know, Julius was very good operating in isolation last year, don't get me wrong. 24, 10, and 7, nothing to sneeze at. He had a historic year for the Knicks. But I just feel like as the season grinds on and, knock on wood, you get into the playoffs and get a nice seed, I want to see him be able to get some more, you know, high percentage shots, more shots in rhythm. And I'm hoping that, you know, he can play off of those guys in a two-man game to get him going.
Well, CP's got shot creators now with Kemba and Fournier, a couple of pieces that they were missing last year. That's only going to make him better because when he does get doubled, if he wants to play bully ball in the paint, he's going to have Kemba in one quarter. He's going to have Fournier in another quarter. He's going to have Quickly. He's going to have Rose. He's got guys who can knock down shots. Mm-hmm. R.J. Barrett has improved greatly from the three-point line, and we saw that progression last year, and it's something that he worked on a lot in the offseason as well. So if R.J. Barrett is also knocking down threes, the Knicks are a real problem, and the hype is real because it is real. This is really a good team, and it's beyond just on paper. You know, the coach is going to get them there. He did that last year. They overachieved last year, and expectations this year are very clear.
Get back
to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And what is it? Win a round? Is that the expectation? Win the first round?
For me, that's it, man. Win a round. Hopefully we see the Hawks again. I want revenge. I want revenge against those Hawks, man.
We're playing them on Christmas.
They played on Christmas.
I hear they're giving out Rogaine to the first 12,000 fans. Trae Young's balding chance. Rogaine giving out. I'm allowed to say that I'm bald.
We're out for revenge. They brought Trae out during WWE SmackDown MSG. So the hype is there, man. The hype is there. You know, we might have a little rivalry brewing. And, you know, NBA, there's not too many rivalries anymore. So hopefully we're getting there with the Hawks. But, you know, make it into the playoffs and hopefully win a round, I think, would be a sign of good progress. progress. But you spoke about Tom Thibodeau, Coach of the Year. He's been coaching this preseason like it's the regular season, trying to get these guys ready. And you also spoke about R.J. Barrett. I think R.J.'s third year is going to be very important for this team. You know, Tibbs talked about the fact that they want to work R.J. as that two-way guy, and he's going to have a lot of tough defensive assignments on him. He's going to be guarding a lot of dogs. We got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown coming in to set the tone. So it's going to be a lot on R.J.'s plate. I do think the three-point shot is real. From what we saw in the second year, finished at around 40% from three, shot 49% from three in the preseason. Obviously, you don't expect that to carry over, but I do think at least from a catch-and-shoot standpoint, his three-point shot is legit.
Yeah, and I think defensively, the question a lot of people want to say is Kemba. Can he, you know, guard elite point guards?
Yeah.
I think Tibbs will coach him up where he'll be okay. You worry a little bit about his health as well, but listen, you have guys who play multiple positions. Quickly
yeah.
can be a one or a two. Barrett could be a two or a three,
yeah.
sometimes a four. You know, you got McBride mm-hmm. who could be a one or two. Grimes could play the two mm-hmm. or three. They can mix and match with a lot of these guys that it's going to put them in good positions to knock down shots.
Yeah.
So R.J. Barrett's that one guy. Like, can he be an all-star this year, CP?
You know,
or
I'm
too
not.
Soon.
I think it may be too soon. Okay. I still need to see more fluidity in terms of his shot creation. He's been working on that, worked on it in the Olympics, worked on it in the offseason, shooting more off the bounce, shooting more off the dribble is what he and his shooting coach Drew Hanlon worked on this offseason. I'm not so sure if he's going to be able to put that all together in just one season. You know, they say development is not linear, but I do think at the very least his floor will be as a solid 3-and-D rotational player. I still think he'll maintain his averages around 16 to 18 points. 40% from three, shoot about 75-76% from the free throw line, and I think that's what he'll give us there. Plus, with the additions of Kemba and Fournier, I think those guys are going to have the ball in their hands as well to be able to shot create and play make as well. So I'm not sure how much they're really going to rely on RJ to, you know, put the offense on his shoulders. But at the very least, I like what he's going to bring to this team.
And I think Alec Burks being back off the bench is key.
We saw him. People in the chat know my thoughts on Burks, you man. Know, I'm Burks Hive all day.
I called him Jekyll and Hyde a little
yeah.
bit last year.
Yeah.
He had his moments where for me, pull my non-existent hair
yeah,
out. But
exactly.
Made you pull your hair out. But,
yeah.
man, when he knocks down shots and gets in a rhythm, he lights up the garden. We know,
yeah.
you know, if you were at the playoff games, every time they made a three, it was the garden lit up.
Yeah.
And Burks,
yeah.
we're going to see a lot of that. So I'm very excited that they brought him back because he's a good depth piece that they needed.
Depth. And like you said, he is a Jekyll and Hyde player, which is kind of typical for the Knicks. You know what I mean? We've had a lot of those guys. But last year, he brought it on in the fourth quarter, man. Solid three-point shooter. Can get you to the free throw line. Can give you some playmaking as well in a pinch. So, you know, behind Rose, behind Kemba, you still have Burks that you can use in an emergency situation. Then you have Quickly off the bench. You know, that three-headed guard rotation off the bench was solid. I think that's the best bench in the NBA, honestly, when you factor in Rose, Quickly, Burks, and then you add Obi. Obi coming into his second season, man. A confident Obi Toppin.
He is key. I think Obi is a big factor on this team.
Yeah.
We saw the confidence that he developed in the playoffs. We saw him make a couple, you know, big threes. He made a couple dunks that lit up the
yeah.
garden. I think what we saw in the playoffs was important as a stepping stool to get into this year, CP,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because I think during the year we question, is he ready? Did the Knicks, you know, take a risk drafting him?
Yeah.
I think the playoffs and those moments in big spots was important for a young player like
yeah.
that. And you got to remember, what is he, 20 years old?
Obi's about 24.
Is he 24?
Yeah, Obi's 24.
I don't think he was younger. I don't know.
Yeah, he's 24.
But he's an electrifying player. The Knicks have a couple electrifying players
mm-hmm.
on this team, and that's why people are excited. Whether it's the cardiac Kemba, whether it's
yeah,
D.
Yeah.
Rose, who – by the way, congrats to him getting engaged
on the garden
courtside. I mean, the
they
biggest
need to retire
flex.
His jersey just off of that
alone.
Well,
his girl retired. He's retired in the bedroom. I mean,
yeah.
for sure. But I mean,
yeah.
what a move! I mean, I know I saw a lot of girls put their Instagram stories goals. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not happening. I'm sorry, you're not getting engaged on the garden floor.
yeah.
You know, me and CP don't know anyone that can make that happen for you. That is tough to pull off. He paid a pretty penny
yeah.
to make that happen. So shout out to D Rose. But they have exciting guys, and
yeah.
you know. He's one of those guys. So, and then you mix in the veterans. You got Nerlens. You got Taj Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to talk about development. This is big for Mitchell Robinson. He's going to be a free
year.
Agent next
it's a
summer.
Big year for Mitch.
He's making, you know, a little under $2 million this year.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
coming off injuries. A lot of question marks. He had the eye emojis during the playoffs. We
yeah,
thought we
yeah.
were going to see him. Never did.
Never saw
so,
him.
So, with Nerlens, especially Nerlens out here the first game at least, maybe more, Mitch Robinson's got a big role in this team.
It's going to be a huge year for Mitch. You know, I liked what his energy that he brought. Tip said he was only going to get his feet wet in that preseason finale, end up playing 27 minutes. But, you know, listen, it was a mixed bag. He started off with a solid putback dunk. And I think that's where his impact is going to be on offensively for this team, is cleaning up the missed shots, getting those offensive rebounds, putting it back up. He's bulked up a little bit, so hopefully he can bang, you know, down in the paint. He brought out the gun show.
The numbers are insane from when he got to the league to now.
Yeah.
I forget the exact weight numbers, but he's grown a lot. Mm-hmm, and I said that in the beginning. He was, you know, you use him to take the SATs, number two pencil, super skinny, and now he's jacked. So shout out to him for putting the work in, because a lot of guys don't do that, and he did.
Yeah.
And that's important if you want to be a starting NBA center. He bulked up like he needs to be.
Yeah. And you know, listen, guys around his caliber have been getting paid. We just saw that Daniel Gafford of the Washington Wizards just got a 3-year, $40 million bag. You saw Jared Allen of Cleveland got a 5-year, $100 million bag. So, you know, Robert Williams of the Celtics just got paid. So, you know, Mitch, under new management, he's going to be looking to, you know, increase his market value around the league. And hopefully the Knicks take care of him, because I like to see him in an orange and blue uniform for some time to come. And as I was saying in that preseason game, you know, again, you saw his impact on this team in getting those offensive rebounds, cleaning up the offensive glass. He had a steal. He had a couple of block shots, intimidated shots. You know, so those things don't come out on the stat sheet, but that's what Mitch can bring to the game. It's a lot of perimeter versatility, and so he's a big factor for us on the defensive end as well.
Listen, they got two good shot blockers in Nerlens Noel and Mitch Robinson. Mm-hmm. And it was something they missed in the playoffs. Clint Capella talked his talk.
Yeah.
And he walked his walk.
He did, man. He did.
He walked it like he walked it.
He did.
And the Knicks got to have an answer for that. And Mitch has got to be that guy.
Yeah.
You bulked up. Now go block some shots. Go throw down some thunderous jams.
You got to clap back.
We saw Mitch in the offseason shooting threes. Yeah. I don't think we're seeing – I'd like to see more of an offensive game from him, more than the dunks and the pick and rolls. Can he make a 10-footer from the elbow?
Right.
If he can do that, that's what's going to get him that paycheck, because he's got to do more than just dunk and play defense.
Yeah.
I'd like to see an offensive game. He's bulked up, so maybe he's got some post moves, some hook shots in his arsenal. You know, a guy who had some shots in his arsenal. John Starks is walking by here.
John Starks in the building. Yep.
So, yeah, Mitch, I'd like to see him develop his game. Before, I'm like, all right, let's give him a contract extension right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see how he's developed since he's been hurt and see him healthy, because that's been, you know, availability is important.
Availability is your best ability, man. Availability is your best ability. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP the Franchise, Jake Brown Radio. We are live from the Quaker Ridge Golf Club supporting the Dr. Dick Barnett Foundation. We have a lot of attendees coming in now. A lot of the golfers are now eating lunch and getting ready for 12:45 tee time. So, we're here previewing the Knicks, season preview of Knicks versus Celtics, man. Who we got in the chat? We got JJ in the chat, always in here, never misses a show. Mel, how you feeling, Mel? Junior Caroma never misses a show. Junior was in here last night. We had Keith Smith from Celtics Blog coming in and previewing the Wednesday night matchup. So, great show. We got an action-packed week ahead on Knicks Fan TV. The phones are down for a minute, but you guys can call us up via the Knicks Fan TV Discord. So, Dave, if you can drop the Knicks Fan TV Discord link and make sure everybody knows how to check in with us on the Discord, because the phones are down temporarily. So while we try to get that back up, you guys can give us a call on the Discord.
An improved Eastern Conference, too, this year, CP,
is
going to make it interesting, because I think there is a chance that the Knicks finish lower, a good chance they finish lower than four, yet improve on last season, which sounds weird, but because of the improved East, you know, I guess we'll give win predictions a little bit later, but I think they could have more wins than last year. Well, there's more game, 10 more games, too. I think they could have more wins, but finish closer to a 6 or 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal really is to avoid the play-in.
The play-in
scares me completely.
Yeah.
So at the worst, I'd like to see them be 6, but I could see them, you know, winning 47-48 and being a 7 seed just because of the improved East.
I'm going 46. Now, my guy JD, shout out my guy JD in the chat, and shout out my guy Icewater from Brooklyn. He's set the tone early. He set the tone from, like, Summer League and said, we're winning 50 games. We're going to Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
He jumped out the window, all the way out the window.
I respect it.
I wasn't ready to go that far. You know, I still have PTSD as a Knicks fan. I still feel like, you know, We gotta crawl before we run. You know what I mean? We only won one game against the Hawks, and now everybody's taking us to the Eastern Conference Finals. We gotta keep building and see where we end up as the season finishes, because I just feel like, you know, our health is gonna be a key,
yep,
especially with our two guards.
Yep.
Obviously, Julius has shown to be durable outside of his rookie year. He broke his leg, but he's been an overall durable player. RJ's been an overall durable player. But the health of our team is very important. We have to come together, chemistry.
Yep.
You know, you have Kemba, you have Fournier. These are not just, you know, role players, but guys that can play, make, and create for themselves. So how did they fit? How did they find their way in this offense that was primarily relying on Julius Randle out of isolation last year? You know, Mitchell Robinson health. You know, how do we keep him healthy? You're already starting the season off with no Nerlens Noel. He's doubtful for the season opener. So the health is certainly going to be a factor. Chemistry is definitely going to be a factor. And then, as you said, it's a lot of parity in the East this year. You know, I'll put the Bucks and the Nets in the top two tier. You know, put some respect on their name. But after that, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
You know, Ben Simmons looks like he's here with the Philly in spirit, but, you know, not physically. He seems like he's all over the place. So we don't know what's going to happen with Philly. You have the Hawks. Obviously, you got to put some respect, yeah, on their name. Deep team, playoff experience. You have Heat. You got to always respect the Riley team. I thought they improved, and defensively, they're going to be there with the additions of Lowry and Tucker as well. So we have to see how they play. Celtics. I think Celtics are going to, yep, be right with us, neck and neck. They're running their team through Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So it's going to be a lot of competition, man. A lot of competition in the East. So
the Bulls are an improving team. They had a great offseason. The Pacers are in the conversation.
Yeah.
The Raptors.
Gotta respect the Pacers with Carlisle as a coach. Now,
yep,
they got a serious coach again.
Yep.
You know, obviously Sabonis, LeVert. You got to respect those guys. So I think the Pacers could make some noise too.
I'm going to say 47 wins for the Knicks. 47-35.
47. Okay.
I guess that puts them around the six, maybe the seven. Again, yeah, would love to be six and not have that play-in. It was nice last year to have home court. Obviously, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a factor too, CP, is that the entire season, every arena, fans are back. So that could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. Knicks have a pretty good mix of veterans and young,
yeah,
guys. But,
yeah,
I think for them it's good because the Garden rocking is always tough for opponents.
Yeah.
Those defense chants, you know, it's real. And, you know, we saw how it played a factor in the game the Knicks won. You know, game one, we won't, you know, people still have nightmares about,
oof,
that. Frank Ntilikina,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
the final,
yeah,
possession. We won't talk about that, but,
yeah,
they were in that game. They won another game at home. So, you know, two of the three home games, they really won. Let's just say they won that first game.
Yeah.
You know, so that plays a factor. And having 41 of those this year,
mm-hmm,
is going to be monumental, seeing Kemba light up the Garden. So, you know, the Knicks did pretty well without fans, but I think having fans, at least at home, is,
yeah,
going to help them even more.
You got to hope so, because when we first came back to the Garden and you went from having 2,000 people to now 15,000, I thought they were shell-shocked, man. I had a, you know, pretty up-close view of their expressions and their body language in game one, and I got to tell you that I thought the crowd's energy kind of shocked them a little bit.
Yep.
You know, they were all over the place. They were missing their shots. Julius was looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So hopefully, you know, as the preseason, we've gone through the preseason, had a couple home games already, they start to get used to that energy again and use the fans to kind of, you know, galvanize themselves.
And listen, they got hot when fans were in the building. I was at the start of that win streak. I think it was versus Memphis, that overtime,
yeah,
or double overtime,
mm-hmm,
game.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was only 1,800, 2,000 people, but,
yeah,
they got hot once fans started entering the building.
Mm-hmm.
So if 2,000 could pump them up, you know, 16,000 plus,
yeah,
is going to do it, as we saw in the playoffs. So it definitely plays a factor. You saw it. That win streak is what catapulted them,
mm-hmm,
to become the four seed and have home court. So, you know, pack the building, pack the Garden. You know,
yeah,
tickets already going for a little over 100 to get in,
oof,
tomorrow night.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's going to be a hot ticket,
I'm going to be paying a pretty penny. people always ask, you know, you must go to all the games free. I'm like, no, I'm a fan. You know, most of the games, I mean, I pay for, I don't know about you, but I pay for a good portion here and there.
Yeah.
You'll be given tickets. But most, you know, mostly the Knicks fan TV, we're fans playing for our tickets.
Yeah.
And it is a pretty penny to get in the Garden. It's going to be a hot ticket all year long.
It's going to be a hot ticket. Hey, listen, there's a reason why they're the number one most valuable team in the NBA and top five in sports. You know, Forbes just released their most valuable NBA franchises. Knicks at the top as well, I think around $7 billion. So if you think,
sheesh,
Dolan is selling anytime soon, guess again, because it's an absolute cash cow. And we all know, win, lose, or draw, Knicks fans are going to be in the building. So tomorrow night's going to be electric. For you guys that are at home, just remember that we will be live tomorrow from Mustang Harry's, 5 o'clock start time, pregame show. Then we'll be doing a couple Knicks Fan TV live streams from MSG, from the Knicks versus Celtics home opener. And then, of course, wrapping up the night with Knicks postgame live, taking your phone calls and your takes on the game. Speaking of phone calls, Jake, we got to call in from the Discord. Aaron is not cool. Is on the Discord. I went to a game and Aaron was at the game, man. Aaron, what's going on?
I hope he's actually cool, though.
Yeah, he's a cool. He's okay. A cool guy. He's a cool
hey,
guy.
Hey, CB, how's it going?
What's good, man? How you feeling, man? Are you in the building tomorrow? Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming with Anthony MSG.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah,
Anthony Donahue. He
had a little crew, so I had to join up, and because I couldn't get tickets to y'all, y'all sold out too quick.
Man, we sold out quickly, man. But shout out Anthony MSG for sure.
All right, first things first, hit that like button, hit that follow button on Twitter. You know what it is. So I want to talk about, like, one of the things last year I was kind of worried about was Tibbs' rigidity. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have a lot of options on the bench, and we had to rely on a lot of, like, gems to come through. Obviously, you know, Rose did a great job picking up a lot of options for us, and I think that that's starting to come through, especially in the preseason. You know, we have Obi just, like, comes off the bench. He runs. Mm-hmm. Quick has a lot of, you know, energy. We saw him develop more as a point guard over the summer. Mm-hmm. And then we have the IQ of Rose and Nerlens coming off the bench. So we have a lot of youth, and we have a lot of, like, strength of mind. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I feel like is going to be really underrated within the season, is how strong our bench is going to be. And yeah, I think we're going to see it, like, right out of the first gate. Like, I think that the Celtics bench versus our bench is going to be where we really separate ourselves tomorrow night. So I just want to hear what your thoughts are about that.
Yeah, and great call. Thanks for the call, Aaron. See you at MSG hopefully tomorrow. And
I'll try to find you guys.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And I think you're right. You know, Tibbs is going to be tested. You know, how he handles that depth is also going to be questioned. You know your guy Mark Berman from the Post. As soon as Tibbs closes with Rose over Kemba, he's going to ask, why was Kemba not in? Why was Rose in that? You know, the depth is going to come into question at times, especially when Tibbs has to deal with closing lineups, because you have guys that can get hot. D. Rose can get hot. Kemba can get hot. Quickly, Burks can get hot. You know, where does RJ factor in terms of closing lineups when you need buckets and things of that nature, as Tibbs was questioned last year? So how Tibbs handles the depth is definitely going to be a key question this year.
Do you think we'll see some of both Kemba and Rose out in final? Maybe a Kemba, Rose, Fournier, Barrett, Randall lineup to close out games. Do you think we see that at all?
In the preseason finale against the Wizards, you did see Kemba and Rose on the court together for a couple of minutes. So I don't think that's out of the question. And if Tibbs is looking for, you know, more playmaking and more guys that can put pressure on the rim, again, if the matchup presents itself where defensively they're not hurting you too bad, I think you'll see it a lot this year. Now, will he go with Julius exclusively at the five? I'm not so sure. But you did see Kemba and Rose sharing the backcourt together. And then you also, in that preseason finale, which was key for us, key in that run to close the game, you saw Julius and Obi playing together, which people have been questioning from last year whether or not Tibbs would go that way, because people are trying to figure out how do we get Obi some more significant minutes and really, you know, utilize his strengths. And so you saw that. And during their time together on the court, Knicks had scored 29 points in that quarter. Outscored the Wizards by 16 points, including the Julius game winner. So it was the closing lineup of Rose, Grimes, Barrett, Obi, and Julius that really took us home. So, you know, the question for Tibbs in terms of how they played together was going to be, how do they defend and how do they rim protect? Obi had 3 blocks in that game. And so his rebounding, his defense has been coming up and been catching up. So you could see that as well. You could see a small ball lineup of Obi and Julius more often this year.
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on matchup, CP. You know, when you're facing a guy like Capella, you're probably going to have Noel or Robinson in there. But the dynamic of, do we want our rim protector out like a Noel or Robinson, or do we want as many shooters as possible? Obi could shoot the 3.
Yeah.
Randall could shoot the 3. Barrett, Fournier, Kemba. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic going up against some of these big centers, too, in the East.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to have a Mitch out there to rim protect, but – you know, if you're down 10 with 4 minutes to play, you need your shooters out there.
Yeah.
And in those situations, we're going to maybe see Obi get some significant minutes. So this is a big second year for Obi Toppin, where, you know, I don't know if he's most improved player, but
yeah,
he could be in the conversation on the Knicks for most improved player from what he did last year this year.
Yeah, and he was mine. We did our season award predictions last night. Obi was my pick. I'm going to ask you for yours in a second. Well, you mentioned closing lineup potentials. We did do a closing lineup show as well. It was a hit with the fans. If you're the coach and you're closing in the lineup, where are you going off the rip? Just off the top, freestyle. Who's your five to close a game?
My five, I love having Kemba and Rose out there just because, one, Kemba can shoot the three. Rose can attack the rack. We saw Rose down the stretch make big buckets. So I want both those veterans out there in tight games down the stretch. So I'm going to say Kemba. I'm going to say Rose. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Fournier. Barrett, Randall is my final five at times. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you replace Fournier, but I want those shooters out there, at least four of those guys who can make three balls.
So right now, because he's earned it, I'm going to go D-Rose to close. I just think he's ready to go. He's got the chemistry locked in with a lot of these guys. He's the MVP. He's been in big game situations. Not to take anything away from Kemba, because I think he can also excel in that light, but I'm going to go with Rose. I'm going to go with, I'm going to get RJ in there. I think RJ, you're gonna need his defense, so I'm gonna go with RJ at the two, at the three. I'm going with Alec Burks. No, I'm going Burks at the two. I'm going RJ at the three, but I'm throwing Burks in there because I need Mr. Fourth Quarter in there.
Okay.
He's been clutch for us last year. He's a bucket getter, and so I'm gonna go with Burks there. And then I'm gonna go Randall. Obviously, he's your staple. He's your mainstay at the four. And then I'll go Mitch at the five. I still need some defense, some rim protection, some rebounding, some offensive rebounding. I'm going Block Ness Monster at the five. And so,
Burks over Fournier is your surprising move there.
Yeah, because I just feel like Burks will give you a little bit more wiggle on the shot creation standpoint, a bit more of a game, and nothing against Fournier. I still think his shooting is going to be much needed on this team. But I just like Burks' fourth quarter edge, and so I'm going to give him that.
Yeah, well, a guy who can make threes is in front of us right now, John Starks.
John Starks in the building, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going to welcome number three. CP from Knicks Fan TV.
How you doing,
Jake man? Brown, New York Sports.
Good to see you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, at home, a man who needs no introduction. Our number three. There's been many a Nick that wore number three, but there's only one number three that counts in my book. John Starks is here with us. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us today. So we're here kicking off and previewing the next season, 2021-22 season. What's been your thoughts on this team? You know, they surprised the league, making the fourth seed last year and making it to the playoffs. And there's a lot of expectations for this team this year. What's your thoughts on the roster composition and your outlook for the team?
Well, the roster is, I think, is perfect. You got a mixture of young players along with veteran players. Mm-hmm. You know, the likes of Derrick Rose, Taj Gibson, all these guys stepped up big time last year, especially Derrick. You know, seemed like he turned back the clock.
Yeah.
During the playoffs, and this was very special throughout that whole playoff run. And Randall, you know, coming back the way he came back, and having the year that he had, you know, and having Mitchell Robinson back in the fold now, I got a chance to check him out during preseason. Mm-hmm. This last game, he didn't bulked up.
Mitch got bigger.
Yeah, so he looks good. And you know, we got some young players, McBride and Grimes, and a lot of these young guys, Sims, which I think could be very good in this league. I'm excited. I'm really excited, like I am every year at the start of the season. And those guys, and obviously with Tibbs, they're going to go out and they're going to play hard night in and night out. And that's what makes this team special. I think last year they had a great identity. Defense first, offense second. And I think if anybody know Tibbs, that's what they're going to be, a hard-nosed, defensive-minded team.
It's not a celebrity golf event if John Starks doesn't have the cigar in the hand. Cigar aficionado, you know, Stanford Cigar Lounge, your place. What, by the way, what makes a good cigar? Like, what's a pristine cigar? What is it? What makes
Mines.
It?
No, but no, you have to have obviously good tobacco, and that's the main thing. And the wrap and the binder is very important. And so, and plus, you have to have a smooth draw to it. You hate cigars that when you start pulling on it, you can't smoke them. You know what I mean? They go out all the time, but ours don't. So I'm excited about the cigar that we created. It's called Legends Cigar. So,
well, we have a legend here, CP, and you know, a guy who makes a good coach is Tom Thibodeau, and he's a guy that was an assistant when you were with the Knicks. What's been the progression of Tibbs, the assistant on the late 90s Knicks, to who he is now?
Well, I think with any coach, you have to perfect your trade and your art, and I think he has done that. Obviously, it's a learning curve for any coach who's coming from assistant to head coach, because now you're in charge of the show, and so Tibbs had to learn a lot of things, which he has done that over the course of his career, and it's great to see, because I was there when he first started out with the Knicks, and it's good to see the progression that he has made as a coach and the respect that he has in this league.
How do you draw the similarities between Tibbs and Pat Riley?
Just their consummate work ethic. Tibbs is a worker, as you all know. Jeff was the same way, and they all learned that, especially Jeff. He learned it under Coach Riley, and Tibbs learned it under Jeff. Mm-hmm. So I think, having that background and having that knowledge is helping him at this point in time, because that's what the way we play, hard-nosed defense, get after of you and pound the ball inside when we had Patrick. But the game has changed now. Mm-hmm. And so, but Randall, he's special, It's great to see that he has taken control. I think last year, especially during the playoffs, was a learning experience for him. And I think he's going to come back with something new, which you have to do every single year.
Yeah. And it seems like Randall, from his first year with the Knicks to now, it just seems like he's starting to handle the pressure and understand what it takes to play in New York. Well, how do you think you were able to handle that during your playing days?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you have to not worry about outside influence. I think Coach Riley really taught us that. Just focus on the 12 guys at the time. Now it's 15 guys. But focus on the 12 guys in this locker room as well as the coaches, and not really let the distraction get the best of you, because we're in the biggest city and the greatest city in the world in New York. And there's a lot of distraction, as you know. And if you start listening to, all the noise, talk shows, radio, TV, and all of
Twitter
that.
Twitter now,
social media is like huge right now. Mm-hmm. And you start listening to and buying into what people are saying, the negativity and stuff like that. And it enters your thoughts when you step on the court. And so when I played here, I got the best Trent Tucker. He told me, don't listen to talk radio, don't read the newspaper, don't listen to TV, sports talk radio, none of that. Just focus on what you do out there on the court, and that served me well while I was here. I never ever listened to sports talk radio, which are great shows, don't get me wrong, but it can be detrimental to players that really buy into all of that. And so and it served me well while I was here. So that's why I was able to be successful.
Okay, you never listen to Mike Francesa.
No.
Mike and the Mad Dog. Mike.
I play golf with Mike, but I don't listen to
him. How's his golf game?
Game is pretty decent.
He's got a decent
game. He got a decent game.
He's got a lot of time at golf now, retired.
He talks you through every shot.
I said earlier, John, a guy that Knicks fans, I think the move that got Knicks fans excited was Kemba Walker. We saw what he did at UConn here. We've seen what he does to NBA at the Garden. Something about the Garden. What are you looking forward to in seeing Kemba at the Garden? And what is it about the Garden that brings out guys' electric performance? It's just different than going to play in Indiana or Miami. There's something about the Garden that says, I'm going to drop 50 tonight.
Well, when you step inside the city, as players, when you come here, that this is the Mecca of basketball. And it's the city game has been played throughout in history. And all the great players that have came out of New York City, and to talk about the legends and the street game and what have you, born out of here. And so when players come here, they know that they have to bring their game. They know the fans are passionate about the game of basketball. They know they're very knowledgeable. And so you know you just have to bring your game when you come here. With Kimball, I think the main thing with him, you're not worried about his play. You would just worry about him staying healthy. That's the main thing with him. I'm not worried about what he's going to do out there on the court because I know he's going to put on the show when he's out there and he's healthy. So that's the main thing with him. Yeah.
How would you describe, you know, you said that game seven against the Pacers at the Garden was, you know, one of the best wins you experienced. How would you describe that electricity in MSG and the fans' reaction to you guys clinching and going to the finals?
No, it was bananas, man, during that time. And, you know, not just us, but the Rangers was having the success that they was having during the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it was very special. It felt like that last year during the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
It really did. It felt like that. The city was on fire, excited about what the team has accomplished last year. And, you know, and that playoff win against Atlanta was very special. It was just, you just can feel it. You feel chills going through your body and the excitement that was in that arena. And we want to continue that this year.
Well, when you launched on Jordan and Grant with the dunk, does it surprise you that to this day the fans still cherish that moment? You know, when you're in the middle of the battle and you know, you just want to focus on winning the game, does it surprise you that so many years later it's been etched in the brains of this fan base?
Yeah, well, this is New York. This is New York, and they remember special plays like that. And I was very fortunate enough to be the one that completed that particular play against arguably the best player to ever played at this level, and Michael Jordan. And so and Horace Grant, let me not forget Horace Grant. Yeah. He got the brunt of it.
Yeah.
But, no, I didn't think nothing about it. It's just another play to me. I tell this story all the time. It, you know, I didn't dunk on a lot of guys throughout my career. So that was just another play that had to happen. It wasn't until I came back and started working for the Knicks when I knew that play was very special in New York fans' minds. And so and for this day, somebody asked me, since 2004, since I started working with the Knicks, every single day somebody asked me about that play. So that's when I know it's special. And you can think about all the moments in either football with Tyree with the catch and Derek Jeter with the plays.
Man,
you can just think about so many guys. And those memories, those moments are epic moments because of it's New York and sports is the thing. And
that's
so
it.
But I tell people, if that play happened in Chicago, it's just another play. But since it happened in Madison Square Garden, it became very, very special play.
When you win in New York, there's nothing better than that. What's your win prediction? What's your win? Do you have a win total for the Knicks this year?
Last year, I said between 40 and 50, and I think they exceeded that. So I'm going between 45 and 55.
Yeah, I said 55. 46.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
55 is high.
Starks is going.
You got
50
to put it up
ladies.
There. You got to put it up there. You got to have a goal to reach for.
All right, a 50-piece nugget. I'll take it. 50 and 32. I'm in. Sign me up.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, one of the signatures of the 90s Knicks was a physicality, especially as a kid. We'd always see the battles with MJ and the Bulls and the Pacers and the Heat, but it seems like that attitude almost started on the practice facility, because when we had the X-Men on the show, he told us about the brawl that him and Mason got into, and when Charlie Ward came on the show, he told us about how he and Monty Williams had to run the gauntlet in practice you know, show their toughness, and Oakley caught him across the nose. I mean, what were some of your favorite war stories from practice that you could remember?
Man, it's probably the first practice when X first got here, and you know, him and Oak had like a little tiff the year before, I think, or something like that. And so we didn't know what that was going to turn out to be, you know what I mean? And Mace was trying to prove himself. And so that first practice, all you hear is like Brahma bulls going at each other. all you hear is like bodies, bam, 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 and hitting. Rouse, somebody go up in there. I'm like, I'm not going up in there today. And so, what's up?
What's up, Wes? We got Wes Matthews Senior in the building.
I'm not going up in a day. I'm gonna let them get that at their system. What I mean? Because they had something that they had to get out their system, and all of a sudden, Oak and X locked up, and they stared at each other, and it was over with.
After that,
you know what I mean? They became obviously good friends and what have you, and you know, and so It was wars down there low. So I can remember one time Jeff Van Gundy stepped into one of our drills, and Oak planted him in the wall. and Jeff like, Oak, you know what? Oh man, that was the most funny. He never stepped in any of our drills again.
He stepped under Alonzo Mourning, and that was the next step.
That's where he got his experience.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking to John Stark, CP the Franchise, Jake Brown Radio here at the Quaker Ridge Golf Club. Just a couple more questions for you before you go, John. You know, June 22nd, 1994. Game 7 against the Rockets is scheduled to tip off. You're in the locker room with a 28-year-old John Starks coming off that Game 6 disappointment. What do you say to him?
What I say to in that game right there just changed the way you was thinking going into that game. I put a lot pressure on myself to go out there and repeat what I did in Game 6, and I didn't go in there with a relaxed attitude. And so if I had to do it all over again, I would have definitely changed the way I was thinking going into that game. Because, you know, basketball is about your mentality. And if you go into a game and with putting added pressure on yourself, which I didn't need it to do, and then you can't go out there and play a relaxed game. And I didn't play a relaxed game. Everything was just kind of like sped up for me. And even like the night before, I didn't get no sleep at all. So I was working on no sleep at all, and my mind was racing. And so I would have changed the whole way I would have approached that game just from a mental standpoint.
You ever wish you were able to finish your career with the Knicks and the
Oh, no question. No question. You know, I felt like when I got traded in 99 for Spree that obviously Michael was retiring that year, and it was a lockout year. I just felt like we was going to go back to the championship, and I was going to get a chance to redeem myself. My prediction was right.
right.
But I wasn't on that team, so
Unfortunately, but you're still a beloved hero, beloved figure amongst this Knicks fan base. You know, for the youth that never saw you play, how do you want to be remembered? What is the legacy of John Starks?
Well, just a guy that went out there and gave it his all and never took a playoff. And that was just the way I was taught to play the game, is play hard to the final buzzer. And that's the way I wanted to be remembered. You know, I was undersized playing my position, and so I had to fight and scratch for everything I got and to help this organization, you know, get back on top, in which I was able to do that along with my teammates. And so I just want to be remembered as a hard-nosed individual.
Who is today's John Starks? Do you have a player comparison in today's game to you?
I think from a mentality standpoint, probably Russell Westbrook. The way he play, you know, he just goes hard, and no matter what the outcome is, he's going to give 110%. And I respect players like that. And so probably him from a mentality standpoint.
Fashion standpoint. No relation there.
He can have that. He can have that. That's Russ. That's Russ. He's unique.
Oh, man. Well, John, we definitely appreciate you for your time. How's your golf game? You getting ready to get out there for tee time?
Golf game has been good. Yeah. It's been a little raggedy coming down the stretch at the end of golf season. I think I'm all golfed out, but I'm going to do my best out here today.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and enjoyed it. And thanks again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
45 to 55
John Starks.
I'll take
number
50
three,
all day.
John Starks. John, thanks again, bro. Man. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Right, thank you. Luck, number three, John Starks. Throw hashtag number #3 in the chat for John Starks, man. One of my favorite Knicks of all time.
He's got me
time.
In the mood for a cigar right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got some extra cigars, we'll smoke them. He's got them. All right. Cigars all
John day. John Starks, ladies and gentlemen, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Throw a number #3 in the chat for John Starks.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That was a moment right there, man.
Love starts.
I got the dunk poster. You seen the show. The dunk poster is right behind me, man. That is signature for the studio. There was no other thing that was going to go up. That was the first thing to go up.
Bro, he's a lot of people's favorite player. You know, we had him on the podcast earlier this year, and Sal Licata, he was his favorite player. He wore the jersey while we had him on the phone, and he was a hero to a lot of guys. It's very interesting. If the Knicks don't trade John Starks, do they still get to the finals? You know, because Spree was a big part of getting them to the finals.
Spree was big.
If Starks is there and not Spree, do they get to the finals? Do they win the finals with Starks? Are they worse? Are they the same?
I still think Spree brought a different – it just brought a more vibrant energy. It was a different energy.
You waited for him to walk away to say that, didn't you?
We just keep it in a buck. This is New York. I mean, look, you know, they brought in Houston to kind of take over for Starks, to be that shooter, right? So Houston came in. And then the ironic thing is that Starks was asked by Dave Checkets in 9/5/96 offseason whether he would – endorse a Houston or Sprewell acquisition, not at the expense of him, but just to bring them as additions to the team. Mm-hmm. And he advocated for both of them. They end up signing Houston. A couple years later, they end up trading Starks to Sprewell. That's the irony of the whole thing.
You always got to think, what if?
Yeah.
And, you know, he said it. He would have loved to finish his career with the Knicks. I mean, who wants to play in Utah? I mean, everything closes at 9 o'clock. You know, closes at 6.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to have a cigar lounge. It shows you, though, winning in New York, like we said, how much bigger it is that he won here. He wins anywhere else. He's not the hero he is in New York if he wins in Indiana versus here. So
not at all.
We got Wes Matthews Sr. in the building.
We got
right here.
Wes Matthews Sr. coming up in the building.
The
hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Mr. Matthews,
what's happening?
CP the Franchise, Jake Brown Radio.
Jake Brown, good to see you, bro.
Well, welcome to Knicks Fan TV live from Quaker Ridge Golf Course.
The ultimate Quaker Ridge.
That's it. That is it, man.
Where we only get to come for tournaments only.
That's it.
But it's a great day, though. Yeah. Great call.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. No question. So you were a part of the world champion Lakers 87-88. Pat Riley, Magic. I mean, just describe the aura around that team, the Showtime Lakers, from your perspective. What was that whole championship run and experience like for you?
For me, it was the ultimate to be a part of an organization like the Lakers, to be coached by Pat Riley, who was one of the greatest coaches of all times, an innovator. Definitely knows how to put championships together, championship teams together, that is. And then to have a leader like Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Byron Scott, who should be in the Hall of Fame, Michael Cooper, who should be in the Hall of Fame, Michael Thompson. In fact, that whole team should be. But it was the ultimate of basketball, best time of my life, best time for basketball. Didn't realize it until after I actually got out of the league till I realized that I was in one of the best series of all time in the Lakers and the Celtics series.
Celtics,
I'm starting to realize, like, wow, I was in that in the middle of
So you don't really realize it when you're in the middle of the battle.
You definitely don't realize it, but you know you have a job to do. And you have to compete.
Yeah.
And when you're going against Larry Bird, you know you better bring your best, or even the Celtics for that matter. Then we had a chance to go ahead and do something that nobody's ever done and win it back to back and by beating Detroit. So basketball then was by far the best thing on the planet.
Who was the toughest player you went up against?
My toughest player I ever played against was Gus Williams. Mm. Gus Williams was a problem.
Shout out to Gus Williams.
Yeah,
shout out to Gus Williams.
Yeah, shout out to Gus. You know, love him like a big brother. He was probably by far the toughest guy. Of course, you know, Isaiah Thomas was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet as kept, Mark Jackson was a problem because, you know, he was deceptive. Yeah, he was deceptive, and, you know, he could do his thing, and then at the same time, he could get his own bucket. So, you know, basketball then, you know, we all had to have that skill to be able to score, but we also had to be able to run our organization. Yeah.
Now we had the X-Man on the show a couple months back, and he used to tell us all these tales about Larry Bird being the biggest trash talker in the game. Do you remember anything that Bird would say to you, especially during those matchups, those Lakers-Celtics matchups?
Oh, no question, man. Like if you watch the 30 for 30 when he told everybody in the building that don't worry about what the play is. You know, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go inside, pop to the corner, and I'm going to let it go. And that's exactly what he did. So if you can talk it and you can back it up, you can talk all day long. But he's right up there with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan talks a lot of crass, too.
Well, Rashawn McCloud, and it was refuted later on by Jerry Stackhouse, told me that Michael Jordan sang Anita Baker's Giving You the Best That I Got when crossing over defenders. Did you ever see Michael Jordan sing while schooling someone on the court?
I never saw that, but I saw him get awfully frustrated one day. We were in practice, and because, of course, I played with Mike in 85, his rookie year, before he got hurt. We were in practice, and Quentin Daly elbowed him twice. Uh-oh. And he just got pissed off, and the practice was over after that. He went to talking, and every time down, just give me the ball. So I just gave him the ball. Got out the way. And he dunked on the whole entire front line. And then he called practice, going home. We were only 30 minutes in.
Did you know that rookie year that MJ was going to be, you know, the GOAT? Could you see those signs early on?
I saw it early. You know, I saw it even in college, you know, because when I played for the Atlanta Hawks, you know, the ACC tournament was always in the Omni. Mm-hmm, so North Carolina would always come, and we always had a decent rapport. We always used to speak and talk basketball. Mm. And when I finally got to play with him over in Chicago, it was just amazing that we finally got to hook up, and we're finally going to be in the backcourt together. But, you know, I knew it then. He was going to be a tough player. GOAT, I don't know, because there's still Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's your GOAT. You played with him, right?
Oh, no question.
Kareem's a great.
Hooks, baby.
There's no question. Hooks. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the. And you got to put Wilt and a whole bunch more. I mean, Wilt's there. Russell's there. You know, I mean, you could go on and on and on. But let's not forget Oscar Robertson and the rest of them. But, you know, pay homage. I mean, it's debatable. People like to talk about it. It sells papers and it keeps podcasts working and all that stuff. But I'm taking number 33 with me everywhere I go with the unstoppable Skyhook.
We're talking to Wes Matthews Sr. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. We are live from the Quaker Ridge Golf Charity event for the Dr. Dick Barnett Foundation. Remember, we have a silent auction going on right now. Knicks Fan TV Dave is going to throw the link in the chat. Make sure you go out and support the Dr. Barnett Foundation, supporting our youth and supporting their dreams, especially in their pursuits of higher education. So please go out there and support.
Yes, sir.
Wes, what were some of your memories, some of your battles against these New York Knicks?
Man, I wish I would have took that trade when they wanted me back, when they took Rory Sparrow. I should have let Rory stay in Atlanta. I went over to New York. I love New York, man. Yeah. New York is like the mecca, of course, basketball, the garden, the fans. Either they love you or they hate you.
Yeah.
But you got to give them something. You got to be hard. You got to work hard. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, just enjoy the atmosphere. But I had a lot of battles with the Knicks, of course, with Starks and of course, Mark Jackson and Rory Sparrow, Bernard. So I seen them all. So, you know, and I'm a Knicks fan. I was raised in Connecticut, so I'm a Walt Frazier fan. I wore 10 in high school.
Nice.
So, you know.
Salute to Clyde, man. He's a GOAT.
Yeah, Clyde's no doubt the GOAT. But, you know, I'm just a Knick all the way around, man.
Yeah.
In fact, My son only played for 3 days, but I was a happy dick.
Yeah.
So the Knicks need a shooting guard. They can go get him. He's waiting for a phone call. But, you know,
Are you a proud papa? I mean, now he got the time with the Lakers, so he played for the team you won championships with. You got to be a proud pops.
No question, man. It's a dream come true to watch your son play basketball, do some of the same things you've done, and to achieve more than I have, because that's all you always want. Want your kid to have more than you have. Mm-hmm. And so to watch him, to be able to, you know, mentor him and guide him through some of the times, you know, especially last year when the Lakers was juggling and didn't really want to play him and they were all over the place. But he's happy now. He's settled. He's looking for that phone call. And like I said, who would have thought an undrafted player would play 12 years in the NBA? So, you know, he's already defied the odds.
What's your advice to him now as you know, he's battling the downsides of the business and trying to get back in?
Just stay ready. I mean, he's a specialist. You know, he plays great defense and he can shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. So, and if you can do those things, somebody's going to call you in the NBA. So, you know, no rush. Like, I just left him last week. We just talked about just staying conditioned, staying ready, staying mentally ready. Mm-hmm. It's not you. It's the business. And then, you know, as the business side comes, just when they call you, when the phone rings, pick up the phone and go to work and just prove everybody wrong. I mean, you already had a chip on your shoulder from day one. But right now, just enjoy the ride. At the same time, while you're not playing, you're getting healthier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's dealt with a lot of nagging injuries in his 12 years. So now he's able to rest and get healthy. So, you know, it's a positive. You know, we're on the positive side about this thing, man. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to call.
Who were some of your mentors in the game coming up during your career?
My mentor I had was Kareem, man. Kareem was like my big brother, man, my father, so to speak. You know, we sit there every day. We talk every day. You know, he advised me about certain stuff. You know, told me about nutrition and health. And another one was John Williamson. Rest in peace. Mm. John was another one of my mentors out of Connecticut. Mm. So, you know, I had a lot of people to look up to, man. So, you know, for the young kids out here today, man, just believe in your dreams and believe in yourself. Don't worry about peer pressure or what anything that's out there. Just God's giving you the ability, tap into your ability or whatever it may be, baseball, basketball, football, doctor, lawyer, whatever it may be, singing, dancing, whatever it is. Just tap into it and go with it.
Go
run with it.
Do you got a win prediction? Starks at 45 to 55, you know, broad range. What do you think the Knicks do this year?
45? I'm going to go with Starks. 45-55 would be a great year for them. You know, after, you know, just don't have a brain fart and don't make it like you did last year, because everybody's expectations is super high right now.
Through the roof.
I mean,
through the roof.
You took us to the promised land. Now let's eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, get the Knicks fans what they want, man. I mean, you got a lot of people supporting you. You have the whole state of New York that loves the Knicks. Mm-hmm. You know, we're pretty much America's team as far as, you know, I'm concerned. So just, you know, with Randall and Tibbs and all of what they're doing, and my man, of course, Derrick Rose, you know, do what he's doing and how he's come back, man.
Rose looks great.
Just go for the ride, man. Just enjoy the ride, man, and play every day and take every day, you know, like it's your last.
You know what's interesting? I talked to George Gervin, the Iceman, and he was offered to go to the Lakers, you know, and they turned that trade down. Could you have imagined playing with the Iceman and maybe how many more titles the Lakers could have won with the Iceman?
That would have been unbelievable. But believe it or not, I did play with the Iceman. I played with Iceman in San Antonio.
Wow.
In fact, the year they cut Iceman, I cried like a baby. I was like, who cuts the Iceman? Mm. I mean, I went to him. I said, Ice, you can cut me, man. I'll go home, man. You're a smirk. There's no way they let you go. And he ended up going to Chicago. And that had a little rift with Jordan because he didn't want another superstar there. But, you know, that's George Iceman Gervin. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, I play with him, so I love Ice. Ice is a big brother.
It's funny because the mentality of the players back then, he said to me, we didn't want to join super teams like today. He wanted to take down the almighty Lakers. Yeah. Did you feel that way as a player? You wanted to take down the better team and not join forces?
Oh, no question about it, man. It's only going to make you stronger as a man and as a basketball player to go against the best. You don't want to go join the best.
Now, if
happenstance, if you get traded there, then, you know, but you don't want to just say, I want out of contract, man. I want to get traded. I mean, we had no balls, excuse my language, we had no goal to even go to an owner and say, trade us.
We all got balls here. Say yeah.
You know, so we're not hey, owner, trade me. I don't want to be here. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
got somewhere for you to go because the owners didn't play. We were under different circumstances as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
The players run the league now. But, knock the big ones off. Like when I was in San Antonio, I had a chance to knock off the Lakers. I was averaging 35 in a playoffs that year. All I wanted to do was knock them off. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, we lost to them in three, but next year I'm a Laker.
Yeah, yeah.
Magic well, said, go get that dude. I'm tired of that dude running by me.
We're talking to Wes Matthews, Senior. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys live at the Quaker Ridge Golf Club. Wes, final question for you, for the kids out there. First off, shout out to Quentin P. in the chat. He said, shout out Wes Matthews, Bridgeport, Connecticut's own.
Yes, sir.
I lived in Trumbull, shout Connecticut, out. So oh, I know Bridgeport very well.
Shout out yeah. Connecticut, man. Yeah.
Shout out Merrick Canteen out there. There's a couple malls.
Bridgeport's in the house.
Yeah, there we go. Bridgeport in the
building. Bluefish. Yeah, yes, no longer there.
That. Ran him out of town. Can't believe it.
Yeah. Got the Sound Tigers. That's it. The
Can't
hockey
believe
team.
It.
So the legacy.
Oh, no. We got the Westchester Knicks coming, too, though.
Oh, that's right.
The Westchester Knicks are coming to Bridgeport.
They're moving. Yeah.
They're moving out of Bridgeport.
They are
so
moving.
We get to see the Knicks. You know, that? The farm system, yeah, they're coming to our arena. They're going to be in our arena for like 35 games this year.
Yeah. Oh, they
so
are.
That's pretty cool.
That is true. So last question for you. I know you want to get out there on the green. What is the legacy of Wes Matthews Sr.? How do you want to be remembered as a player?
Hard-nosed, tough, intelligent, just love the game. Just a student of the game, love the game. And as today, I even give back to the game. So, I really enjoyed this game. This game has been very good to me and my family.
Yeah.
And I just want to just continue to grow it worldwide, as it's already super duper big. But just know me for a really cool dude that's personable. Don't mind hanging out with the fans. Don't mind chatting it up, chopping it up. That was just my job.
Yeah.
But the real Wes Matthews is a cool dude.
You can hang Sounds out with great. Me. I can tell based on our brief interview, Wes. So
wait, one more. Yeah, who's a better golfer? You or Starks? Who's winning?
Yeah,
Starks would kill me. I'm not messing with John. In fact, does John have a job? Because he's always on the damn golf
always.
Course.
In his cigar in his mouth. Cigar, he better got an extra cigar, for you.
Yeah, he is.
There he is, puffing.
Hey, Starks, man, you got an extra cigar for me, man.
Puffing and putting.
Puffing and putting. The great John Starks. But I had the pleasure of hanging out with John and playing with John a few times. But yeah. I don't think too many people in the league can be John right now, man. John is scratch handicap because he played every day.
Professional charity golfer.
Doesn't John miss Stark. It, man. Yeah. Does not miss it.
Hey, where's John? Oh, he's on the course.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Well, Wes, thanks
thanks
so much for
thank
time,
you for having
man.
Me, man.
We
appreciate
certainly
you.
Appreciate
Keep
it.
Up the good work.
We'll see you out there.
It's a pleasure.
Wes Matthews,
Let's
senior,
Let's
ladies and
Knicks.
Gentlemen.
Let's go,
go Knicks.
Knicks.
Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Bridgeport's own.
Thanks,
if you're
Wes.
From CT, if you're from Connecticut,
203.
CT
put your 203s in
the
air.
Yeah.
203. I still got the 203 number.
Throw a CT in the chat if you guys are repping Connecticut. I know the video feed's been kind of choppy, man. We're at the mercy of the outside elements, man. We got a connection, Ethernet connection here, but
we do have some breaking news though.
Yeah, what
not
is,
Knicks related, but Ben Simmons was thrown out of practice today by Doc Rivers,
oh.
and has been suspended for the first game of the season.
Oh man!
So the drama with Ben
the
Simmons
drama continues.
Continues,
man. The drama continues, man. Doc threw him out. Ben Simmons thrown out of practice today.
Thrown out of practice, one game suspension.
Today.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was Starks looking for the intel. Had to give Starks.
I'll be
the
Starks
intel,
Woj for the day.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
According
yeah.
to Woj,
had to Woj bomb this thing for Starks, man. You've seen that happen a mile away, man. Yeah, yesterday's performance was he should be embarrassed for himself. To me, I think he's doing himself a disservice by what he's doing because. He should be doing his best to up his trade value, get more teams involved, get more teams interested, have more teams see that he's more than just ground and pound to the paint, and that he has some more versatility to his game. He should be showing off what he worked on in the offseason. Offseason, you saw him shooting some jumpers. Embiid was even asked during the Sixers media. He's like, what do you want to see from Ben Simmons? He's like, hey, everything you see in those workout videos, that would help.
So to me, he's doing himself a disservice.
Doc said, I just thought he was a distraction today. He didn't want to do what everyone else is doing. He's on a lonely island with, you know, Andy Samberg out there. He's doing his own thing, yeah. And that's not a team player. And
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
He's a reality show. Who's he dating? Kendall Jenner?
I think so.
One of those reality stars.
I can't keep up, man. But, yeah, it's foolish what he's doing. I think he's doing himself a disservice. I can't see how, you know, many teams are knocking on his door with the attitude he's displaying. To me, it would have helped him if he would just want to went in there, played hard, and showed off his market value.
They got to trade him. I mean, you got to just take the loss. Honestly, it's a win if you get rid of his contract.
Yeah.
At this point, you just got to take your L and you know, hopefully get some draft picks and maybe a player, but he's got to go enough.
Listen, you know what I say, whether it's the Nets or it's the Sixers, burn, baby, burn, because that's another notch up for the New York Knicks, because we are unified 1 through 15, coach, front office, everything.
Yeah, Kyrie and Ben Simmons are going to form their own squad.
Get them up out of
here. The Flat Earth All-Star squad.
The Flat Earth All-Stars. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP Jake Brown of the New York Post Podcast in the building, Quaker Ridge Golf Club, man. We are live and direct. They're getting ready. You're going to get ready.
I mean,
hit the greens. How you feeling, man? Everybody's
I'm
getting
gonna
in their
be shanking some balls, some slicing and dicing. In the words of Clyde, will be my golf game.
It's a beautiful course, man. So I would definitely get out there. If it was a mini golf greens, I would get out there and show my skills off. But
you got it right here, puffing and putting with John Starks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. I should jump in there, man. Let's see. We are on a there's been some video connections. I know, but I think the audio angel went through. For the whole thing, right? For Starks and West Matthews. So the audio was clear. I think it was just the video was choppy. I don't know. You know.
I think it could be internet connection, but
yeah, it has to be. No. Cuz we're on the wired connection, so
so we're all set.
I think their internet is just
perfectly clear.
Yeah, so the audio's been good. But the video's just been a little bit choppy. But like I always tell you guys, man, when we're outside, we got to deal with the elements, man. Whatever it is, we just got to deal with it. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys no matter what. And just ride with us either way, man. We do our best.
I'll close out with this as I go golf here.
Yeah.
47 wins. The Knicks win tomorrow. I'm excited. The Garden's going to be rocking. They start off with the win. Their schedule the first week isn't terrible. They get Orlando twice. They got Toronto in there, Indiana. Teams that I consider at them or below them.
Yeah.
Orlando definitely below them.
Yeah.
Toronto below them. Indiana maybe right around where they'll be. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a chance here to get off to, you know, a 6-2, 7-3 kind of start.
Yeah.
And you start hot, get everybody going, have Nerlens Noel out there healthy eventually.
Hopefully.
And it's going to be a big season. And hopefully I can stop by tomorrow, but excited to see you at the Garden.
Yes, sir.
And excited to see you throughout the season. CP, let's go,
great
Nick.
Great job, man.
Thumbs up in the chat.
Hit that thumbs up.
CP does a great job. Knicks Fan TV, always
good
on top
out
of the
there,
Knicks.
Man. Hit it straight. That's what they say. Just hit it straight, man.
If not, I'll be eating and puffing cigars.
That's it, man.
Thanks
great
for
show.
Having me.
Yeah, man. Great show, Jake. Great show. All right, Jake Brown headed to the greens. I'll hang out for a little bit longer, and then I'll eat some lunch. Got something to do at 2. And then we'll probably be back on around, say, about 4:30 or so. So stay tuned for that. We'll try to get the internet issue solved and make sure we get that sorted out. But great show. Great show, Dave. Super Dave in the building. Dave, make sure you drop that link as well to the live auction. We are here at the Quaker Ridge Golf Course. Yeah, just turn it around. Yep, there you go. We are here at the Quaker Ridge Golf Course. CP here checking in. No, I'm not going to hit the greens. My golf game is not that good right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a content creator right now. I can't do everything. J. Cal in the building. J. Cal, what's going on? J. Cal, you should be out here, man. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I don't know how your golf game is, but we're out here in Scarsdale, New York. Nice country club, brand new. Still doing some renovations on the inside. And, you know, for those of you that are joining us late, we just heard from John Starks, man, one of my heroes, one of my idols. John Starks was just here talking Knicks season preview, talking about the glory days of the 90s. We talked about the dunk. We talked about the Rocket Series. And you know, it was a great time. We heard from Wes Matthews Sr. We're waiting on H.C. Allen Houston. I'm not sure if he's going to come again. Angel, if you see Steve, just see if Allen's coming. If he's coming, we'll wait. If not, we'll just wrap up and continue later on this evening. And, yeah, beautiful day. And so just to run down the schedule again, tomorrow, opening night, big one. We are live and direct. 2021-22 campaign starts for real. We're going to kick it off 4 o'clock on SNY. I'll be with Ian Begley and the putback, Chris Williamson, as well. I'll drop the link in the community section and all my social media channels, let you guys know how to find us. We need everybody there at 4 o'clock. Then 5 o'clock, tune back into Knicks Fan TV. We'll be live from Mustang Harry's, the pregame show, CP, JD Sports Talk. Ian Begley will be joining us. We'll have a couple other special guests joining us and giving us their thoughts on the Knicks season and the Knicks home opener as well. So we're going to be looking forward to that. We'll be at Mustang Harry's. So we'll do the show from there. And then we'll do the pregame from inside MSG, just give you guys a feel for the vibe, for the energy. We'll do the halftime show from MSG as well. And then Knicks Fan TV After Dark. Win or lose, we will be live as soon as the game is over, walking out of MSG. Hopefully we'll have good service. If they win, might not be so great. If they lose, we should be good to go. And just getting your takes on all of it. And then after that, Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CK2K and Ashley Moss will kick us off, and then myself and JD will jump in as soon as we get to our respective destinations. So that's the rundown for Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. No sleep. It is what it is. The grind don't stop. CP the Franchise in the building. Who else we got in the chat, man? Who else we got in the chat? J Cal says CP seems more of a Call of Duty star. You know, J Cal, I've retired from Call of Duty, man. I haven't been on my Call of Duty game in a long time. I've kind of retired. You know, I went from Call of Duty, man, and my nephews were over one day, and I tried Fortnite, and then I was just getting scraped. I was getting scraped all over the place. Just my Fortnite game was just absolutely atrocious, and it was at that point when I said, you know what, I think I need to transition fully, and you know, just pass off the baton to the youth, because that Fortnite stuff, I just couldn't get with it, man. But I'll probably jump back on Call of Duty one of these days, you know. Probably do that. Who else we got in the chat here? My guy Rome, Data Takeover in the building. Rome, how you feeling? The Fishers in the chat. Fishers in the chat has been talking this Ben Simmons stuff all month since the rumors came about. I'm sorry, man. I'm just not with it. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of his attitude. And listen, it's a business. It's a tough business. I advocate for the players to fight for their rights. And, you know, but this situation, I just don't see how he's helping himself. You know, I don't see how he's helping himself. I'm not absolving the Sixers from their situation. But Simmons isn't the guy, both mentally and physically, from a game standpoint, is the guy that I want near this team. This Knicks team is cohesive. We have a cohesive locker room, cohesive unit. And while he's a talent and would certainly, you know, upgrade us in certain respects, I'd rather, you know, stay the course with what we have. Who else? We got Blood of the Panda in the chat. He's hashtag Obi Avengers. I know he's looking forward to a big, big season from Obi Toppin. He was my pick for most improved player. Angel, any word?
They all went out to hit the field. Okay. So they'll be back after the...
All right. All right, so we'll probably wrap. If HUO gets here, because I haven't seen him here, we'll always go back live. So we're going to be here till about 4:30, 5 o'clock anyway. So if Alan comes back, we will jump back in here live, and we'll just throw the bat signal out here for you guys. Let me shout out some more people in the chat. Will from LI in the building. Will, what's going on? Will will be here with us tomorrow during the game. Shout out to Will. Shout out to John Talento in the chat. Never misses a show. William Luca Jr., how you feeling, man? Appreciate that. Yeah, man. This is the road attire. You know, CP the Franchise road attire. You know what I'm saying? Versatile. You know, you guys always see me in the Knicks gear, Knicks Fan TV gear. But you know, yeah. We like to sharpen it up a little bit. You know, we are on the road. Shout out to Kai Events, KIW Events. Shout out to KIW Events. How you feeling? Larry McReynolds says CP Waves looking tight. Yeah, man, I wear hats all the time, but, you know, sometimes I just got to let the spinners roll, man. Just let the waves flow, man. We're surfing over here, man. Got to let the youngins know, man. It's playtime is over. Jeffrey Falto says, CP, you need a shift at FAN. I could listen all day while delivering mail out here. So Jeffrey's he's on the grind. If you guys are at work right now, type in hashtag grind in the chat, man. Salute to you guys, man. We like doing the show during this time because it's always kind of lunchtime for a lot of people. So, you know, whether you guys are out there in the delivery trucks and the Ubers, at work, in the office, wherever you guys are at, man, hopefully this was a good show for you. We heard from John Starks. We heard from Wes Matthews Sr. Me and Jake did our Knicks versus Celtics preview, Knicks season preview. That was good as well. So, yeah, man, shout-out to everybody on the grind. Shout-out my guy Shells Heavy up there in Niagara Falls at the barbershop holding it down. Shells, always appreciate your support, man. You've been a day one supporter. Always appreciate you, man. Always appreciate you. We have I'm just trying to read these here. A little glare. Shout-out my guy from Poland. He says, regards from Poland. Finally, regular hour show. Yeah, that's also the benefit of the daytime shows. You know, our international viewers, very important to us. We want to keep them connected to the team, bring them closer to the team. And so whenever you guys are able to join us live, that's always a good look as well. So shout out to our international viewers. Who we got on the grind, man? We got Ralph Hernandez. Shells is at the barbershop doing his thing. Buffalo Bills. Shells, what happened to the Bills last night? Tennessee came in and came back and won. What happened to the Bills, Shells? Talk to me, man. Corey Mitchell, he's on the grind. Shout out, Corey. Lash, what's good, Lash? How you feeling? Lash, are you in Dallas or are you in the A, man? What's going on, man? That's my family right there. Terrence Platt, what's good? Jonathan Felipe, how you feeling, Jonathan? Will's on the grind. Let's go. Eric Beats. Eric is going with us to the home opener. Let's go. Eric is on the grind. Salute to Eric. Who we got? Louis C. What's going on? Yeah, man, we are here live and direct. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in with us. As I said, Wednesday is a jam-packed day. You can start looking out for the show links starting tonight. We'll put those out. Make sure you set your reminders so you don't forget. Who else we got on the grind, man? Who else? Big one on the third. How you feeling? We got New York throwing the 50 burger in the building. Luke, how you feeling? Salute to Luke. We got Sweden in the house. Dwayne A., Sweden in the house. J-Cal, what time are you going live, J-Cal? I know you usually do your live shows this week in startups. Make sure you guys check that out. One of the top podcasts in the world. Make sure you check that out, man. Jason Calcanis, This Week in Startups podcast. Excellent, excellent podcast for entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, you know, startup entrepreneurs, CEOs, or, you know, people that just have an affinity for business and the comings and goings, the current events of business and the technology world, man. I love that podcast, and definitely J-Cal keeps me in the loop. Will Latimer, what's good? Will Latimer's in here, never misses a show. And what else? Tonight, I'll probably rebroadcast Fantastic Voyage. I got to make sure you guys see Fantastic Voyage before the season kicks off. Just hype up the season a little bit. Make sure you guys go out and watch Fantastic Voyage. It was an outstanding documentary produced by Chuck D, produced by myself, produced by Gianna Garrell, narrated by Chuck D. Make sure you guys go out and check out Fantastic Voyage, man. It was a fantastic, fantastic documentary. But I'll rebroadcast it tonight just to have a live chat going so we can kind of talk together on some of the highlights of Knicks Fan TV, the Knicks team, Knicks content creators as a whole. JJ, appreciate it. Who else we got in here? CT Guns in the building. What's going on? Elu Mafi, great show, CP. Thank you very much. Definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. Okay, I can see now. I had to zoom in. Elu Mafi, yeah, salute. The Fishers has a 60 burger. Shout out to Knicks Fan TV. Dave, great show. Shout out Knicks Fan TV. Angel in the building, great show. Great job by Angel, man. Me and Angel are working on some stuff with the set, so you guys will be seeing a revamped Knicks Fan TV post-game live set, man. So me and Angel are putting in work out here. We're doing some things. Definitely appreciate him on that.
Not Angel from Philly.
Yeah, not Angel from Philly. A different Angel. Not Angel from Philly. So just to clarify that, because when we went out the other day, people were like, that's what the goat simp looks like. I'm like, no, man. That's a different Angel, man. That's a different Angel. But shout out. Yeah. Shout out to Angel from Philly either way, man. JJ from Brooklyn says he's watched Fantastic Voyage about 30 times already. It's crazy. Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Yeah, I'm gonna eat now. Is H2O coming or? Yeah, I mean I'm online, but it's all, yeah, it's all right. Okay, so yeah, so let me go get something to eat now, cause then okay. All right, cool. All right, people. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna end the show right now. Go get something to eat. If we have any other guests, if we go back live, I'll let you guys know. Just stay tuned. Maybe around 4:00, 4:45 or so when the cocktail hour kicks off.
Oh, I'm good.
So I'm gonna go eat. Okay. I'll see you guys in a little bit. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Rewind. Watch that John Starks interview. Wes Matthews Sr. We had a great, great show. Thanks again for tuning in, and we out of here.